Hello, everyone. It is Lori. Thank you for tuning in. It is September 20th, 2021. A viewer of mine sent me this document, and I've been looking over it for the past couple of days and highlighting some things, and you'll get my meaning without me being overtly obvious. So, Supreme Court of the United States syllabus. A syllabus is basically an outline of what happened in this case, telling the reader what happened for it to go to the Supreme Court. Association for Molecular Pathology et al. Versus Myriad Genetics, Inc. So this basically is all about a long-held belief in the federal court is a naturally occurring DNA segment is a product of nature and not patent eligible merely because it has been isolated. But cDNA is patent eligible because it is not naturally occurring. This whole case is about a company that isolated what they said was the precancerous gene. This is what Angelina Jolie said she had her breasts removed because of. In this case, a company held that they had isolated this gene and therefore they could patent the process of isolation. And the court ruled that isolated DNA was not patent eligible under Section 101, which is the patent eligibility rule. But they also ruled that cDNA, which is a synthetic DNA, or complementary, C is for complementary, cDNA is not a product of nature, so it is patent eligible under Section 101. cDNA does not present the same obstacles to patentability as naturally occurring isolated DNA segments. So basically the whole thing came down to this one concept, that if you make a synthetic DNA, it is patentable. It is patent eligible. So if they create synthetic DNA in humans, they can own the human. If your DNA is natural, it cannot be owned or patented. Well, let's go to a picture. Maybe we can understand this better. Okay, so here is the picture that I found comparing visually cDNA libraries versus DNA libraries. Okay, so in our helixes, in a natural genomic DNA library, is very, very complicated in every cell, the representation for all genes. Genomic DNA library would contain representation for all the genes. Here's this complementary DNA library would contain representation for the genes that are expressed in the cell in a given point in time. cDNA library is much smaller in size compared to the genomic DNA library. And apparently, when it's cDNA, it can be patented. Now, I don't know about all these little smaller diagrams here, but the basic concepts are cDNA library is less tedious to screen compared to a genomic DNA library. So it's a simpler version. It's a simpler version of DNA, basically. The original case of Mayo, they quote this case in the syllabus a lot, Mayo versus Prometheus Laboratories. And it's very interesting that Prometheus Laboratories is named that because the Frankenstein novel was called Modern Prometheus. Just a little side note there. Prometheus Laboratories tried to patent a process to treat gastrointestinal diseases like Crohn's disease. They tried to patent the process. Question, can certain types of diagnostic medical tests be patented? Conclusion, unanimous, no. So see, I mean, I'm still believing in the Josephs and the Daniels in our courts. And this was unanimous, 9-0, said no, you cannot patent diagnostic medical tests. It's also unanimous that you cannot patent natural DNA. However, they are moving in the direction with this, and this is what they're trying to do, synthetically created DNA known as cDNA is eligible for patents. We have long held that this provision contains an important implicit exception. Laws of nature, natural phenomena, and abstract ideas are not patentable. cDNA versus genomic DNA. This is cDNA, this is genomic. Is a synthetic DNA whose base sequences are complementary to genomic DNA. Genomic DNA is the total set of chromosomes in the genome. Represents the transcriptome. Represents the genome. Synthesized from the reverse transcription of different types of RNA. Can be extracted from existing genomes. Consists of exons or coding regions. Consists of coding and non-coding sequences of an organism. Contains a few base pairs. Contains a large number of base pairs. Used to produce cDNA libraries. Can be used to produce genomic libraries. So basically they want to make us GMOs. They want to make the human a GMO so that they can patent us and own us. And as it stands right now, if we are natural, we are not patentable. But those who are getting the jab are becoming GMO people. So in my opinion, I think people are becoming bioweapons and GMOs, cDNA, synthetic DNA. Food for thought. I hope you'll write your comments and I hope that YouTube won't delete them. If you have anything important to say and it keeps getting deleted, please send it to me like my viewer. I'm very grateful to her for sending this. Send it to truthfulspiritblueheron@gmail.com. All right, everybody. Thanks so much. On we grow. Sending lots of love. God bless. Look to Jesus. Time is short. Thank you. Talk to you soon.